Picture this. It's January 2020, January 1st, and you're writing down your New Year's resolutions because that's the popular thing to do. Even if you don't actually achieve them, you still write them down thinking you will. And you write down as one of your goals to work out every single day. And you know in the back of your mind that you will not be able to complete this goal. But you put it down anyway, because, yeah, it sounds kind of cool. So January 2nd comes along, you don't work out. January 3rd, nope. 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. Maybe a week or two into January, you finally get to the gym. And that's when you realize, yeah, you're not going to be able to do this every day. Now, this was me in January 2020. I thought it would be a good idea to set this goal for myself. Mind you, I'd only worked out once, probably in the last 6 months at the gym. So from going to practically zero times per week working out to every single day is quite a big jump. So already I had a rocky start to my fitness journey, but along the way, it was even rockier. And because of so many lessons I've learned, I figured that it would be fun to share them. Now, maybe you're wanting to start a fitness journey or you're in one now. Whatever the case may be, I think this would be beneficial for you to listen because maybe you could also relate to them or you can apply them going forward. So I remember before even getting into my fitness journey, I was always very hesitant about it because I thought I had to know everything before I got started. But the issue with this is I procrastinated my decision of starting because I thought I had to be perfect before I started. Do you ever have this where maybe you are supposed to get something done and instead of actually doing the action, you take way too much time preparing and organizing and planning and trying to be perfect before you even start? Now, this leads me to my first point. You don't have to be great to start. You have to start to be great. Now, I don't mean by this that you shouldn't do research or plan when you first start working out, but the fear of not looking like that fitness model on your first day in the gym should not hold you back. And one of the reasons I didn't start my fitness journey sooner was because of this. And when I did start, I thought I had to be perfect. And if I wasn't, I would give up. So like I said, I set my goal to go to this gym every day. And that did not work out. Maybe you've encountered this where you think you have to be perfect to start. And then you make one mistake and you want to give up. This was me. I felt like a failure if I didn't go to the gym every day, and I didn't. And I'm like, well, maybe I should just give up. This isn't for me. You know, I'm not perfect. I don't look like these people. I'm not doing these exercises. And this just got in my head of having to be perfect to start, when in reality, everyone starts off as a beginner. To get to that advanced level, or, you know, to become like that athlete that you see, or whatever, whoever it may be, you aren't going to get there by doing nothing. You're going to get there by starting and making mistakes and learning from them and then getting back up. And that's why I love this quote. You don't have to be great to start. You just have to start to be great. So when it comes to starting, like I said, I started with all in, and then that all in made me all out because I realized I couldn't manage 7 days a week at the gym. And then I was all out for a while. And then I finally got back into it. So when you start something, remember, start with something manageable. Start with something realistic. So you're not setting yourself up for failure. If you've never worked out before, don't start going to the gym 7 days a week. Start with going maybe two or three. Or before even going to the gym, take daily walks, start stretching, maybe do workout videos online. Think about one step now that you can take right now, or, you know, after you're done listening to this, that you can do to start your fitness journey. And maybe if you've already started, what's one step you can do to bring it to the next level? Now, after I realized that my plan to be in the gym every day was not going to work, I started small with home workout videos. This was super helpful. Now, this doesn't mean you have to stick with this forever. Obviously, you're going to evolve and change. Whenever you're starting anything, you're going to be a beginner. And the only thing that matters when you're a beginner is starting and doing something, anything. Now, when it comes to taking your first step, one thing that can come after this is comparing yourself to others, which leads me to my next lesson I've learned, which is comparison is the thief of joy. Now, maybe you've heard this expression and like you know what it means and you're like, oh yeah, it's a good reminder. And I had always heard this too. Like I knew that comparing yourself isn't good. And I think we all know that, but it's really hard to stop. I remember one of the first, maybe the first few months of me going to the gym, my friends and I would always go into like the very corner of the gym, and I never wanted to see anyone. Like I didn't want to look at the girls because I just was comparing myself all the time. But even when I tried to avoid it, I couldn't. Like it was online. I would go on Instagram and see some girl and I'm like, oh, I wish I looked like her. I wish I looked like that, you know, person I see walking down the street. And so anywhere I went, I was always comparing myself. And I can't control the things around me, but I can control how I respond to it. So throughout the years, I've learned to really ask myself questions when I'm feeling this comparison mindset come on. So maybe you're scrolling online and you see a girl that you are like, oh my gosh, I really want to look like her. I wish I looked like her. You know, she has the legs that I want and the waist that I want, you know, whatever it may be. So from here, I would ask myself, okay, do I know with 100% certainty that this is real? Like this picture that I'm seeing is real. Am I seeing the full picture? No, I'm not. This picture could have taken her hundreds of other failed so-called pictures to get just this one. You know, maybe there's Photoshop involved. Maybe it's really good lighting. You never really know. And then maybe now you're saying, okay, well, what about in person? Like when you see someone in person, they just look good all the time. Like, you know, there's no Photoshop in real life. Yeah, you're right. But when you start comparing yourself to maybe someone you see in the gym, this is where I'll start asking myself, wait a minute, why am I comparing myself to someone I don't even know? I don't know when they started working out. I don't know if they're taking anything to enhance their looks. I don't know anything about them. So why am I comparing myself to them? Maybe you're on your chapter one in your fitness journey and they're in their chapter 20 and you're comparing your chapter one to their chapter 20. You know, that's just not cool. That's not good. And it's kind of silly when you think about it. It's like you're comparing yourself, a beginner, to someone who's been in the gym for years, who's been working out for years, maybe has been an athlete their whole life. Like you really don't know. And now maybe we can pull another example here. What about your friend? You're someone who's really close to you. You know their whole life story and you wish you looked like them and you compare yourself. Okay, well, here we need to remind ourselves that our life is uniquely ours. We are not gonna look exactly like someone no matter how hard we try. It's just not gonna happen. If you ate and trained the same, you would still not look like that person. And I think really growing in my relationship with God helped me overcome comparison a lot because I realized that God made me, me, for a reason. And when I first started my fitness journey, I didn't have a relationship with God, but going on throughout it, I was able to find God, thankfully. And that's really when my confidence went to the next level, or when I actually gained true confidence. Because whenever I started comparing myself to someone, I'd be like, wait a minute, God made them like that for a reason, and he made me like this for a reason, so why am I comparing myself? I can do the very best I can to take care of my body and to advance and progress, but I can only use the resources I have, which are my genetics, you know, and the things I can control, like what I eat and what I do throughout the day. But I can't control if I look exactly like that person. Now, speaking about looks, we'll go on to number three. Focus on how you feel more than on how you look. When I first started working out, it was all to be smaller, all to be thin, all to take up less space and kind of shrivel down myself. And this was really damaging because no matter how much I tried, I was never happy. I didn't do this in the healthiest way. And because I didn't do this in the healthiest way, I felt horrible. Maybe I looked fine. Maybe I looked good in pictures and I was smiling on the outside, but I was definitely not smiling on the inside. And then a few years later, I got into powerlifting. I got into lifting heavy and I felt horrible. Like my joints hurt, my back hurt, my knees hurt, my shoulder, everything was in so much pain. But I kept telling myself, no, like I have to look really good. I have to build more muscle. So I'm just going to have to be in pain. And I'm not talking about like being sore. I'm talking about like icing my back after my workout because it hurt so bad because I was damaging it so much. And there was no reason. Like I was not an athlete. I was not training for anything. I just wanted to look good. And trying to look good really damaged me because maybe someone looks fit all the time, you know, they always look great, but they feel miserable. What if they're chronically tired, mentally struggling, their body's in pain? How is that worth it? And certain goals to look good can compromise those goals of feeling good, but they don't have to. You know, this is when I realized this year, I kept pushing my body, kept lifting heavy. I didn't think I should do cardio because I didn't want to lose any muscle. But the truth is I felt horrible. I was building muscle and I looked fine. I looked good, you know, but I felt bad. My joints were stiff. I wasn't mobile. I was out of breath walking upstairs. This just was not good. I may have had physical strength in the gym, but my cardio was lacking. It just wasn't great. And this was all to attain a certain aesthetic. So I realized, okay, I have to stop this. Like when I get older, when I'm maybe 50, 60, 70, it's going to be more important to me to live a life full of energy and stay as healthy as I can. And staying as healthy as I can means my joints should not be stiff when I'm young, you know? So I realized I can't just go on pretending like I'm fine. I need to eat food that's gonna make me feel good in the long term, not just the short term. I need to reevaluate my training plan so I can actually feel good. So this included adding more cardio, adding more stretching, and realizing that it's okay if I take a day off of lifting weights and instead doing what feels best for my body that day. Now, the fourth lesson I've learned is choose sustainable routines and habits over quick fixes. When I first started my fitness journey, I, like I said, wanted to be thinner. And so I was eating a very small amount of food. And this can be very dangerous because I'm just wanting a quick fix. I want to, you know, lose weight in a few weeks. And because of that mindset, for one, it's not good for your mental health, but also not good for your physical body. And this is why you should instead create healthy habits. And creating healthy habits also takes the focus off of like achieving a certain body goal. Like maybe you know it would be healthier if you lost some weight. Instead of making a quick fix, you know, eating a very small amount of food and hating life because of this, why don't you make sustainable routines and habits that you can actually follow for the rest of your life? So instead of just a quick fix, it's a lifestyle change. So maybe you start waking up earlier, and each day you wake up a little bit earlier so then you can work out before you go to work. Instead of one day you wake up really early and work out for like 5 hours. You know what I mean? It's the long sustainable routines and habits that are actually going to give you the progress that you want. For instance, my fitness routine looks like this. So I lift 4 days a week. I run 2 days. I train martial arts 3 to 4 days a week. And then maybe I'll throw some like riding the bike in there. But this is a routine that I can manage. And now this shifts with different seasons of life and it changes. But by creating this habit, these habits that I can maintain is really when you're going to win the race. You know, you ever heard that slow and steady wins the race? So really make sure whenever you're thinking about like which path to go down for your fitness journey or what to do, or maybe you're on one now, think about it. Is this a sustainable routine and habit that I can keep up, or is this just a quick fix? If it's a quick fix, you're going to burn out quickly and your life is ultimately going to go back to what it was before you started the fitness journey. Now, lastly, and this is probably the most important, your journey is more important than the outcome. Now, when I first started, like I said, I was working out to be thinner and I achieved that. But in my brain, I didn't achieve that. It was never enough for me. And then I shifted my goal. I wanted to lift heavier. I wanted to get into lifting. So I was like, oh my gosh, let's see how much weight I can lift. And now I hated the process. And then I achieved certain goals with, you know, the amount of weight I wanted to lift. And I wasn't happy. I wanted to build more muscle. And then I achieved that. And I achieved a physique that I wanted for years. But I kept chasing something else. Like nothing was ever enough for me. And here's the thing. We're designed to keep on chasing the next thing. Like maybe you achieve a goal. And you're happy for about maybe a few minutes. Maybe if it was a really like long time, maybe if you took a really long time to achieve that goal, it's like a few days, you're like happy, but then you're on to the next thing. And then this is really sad because if you think about it, if you spend the whole journey of reaching this goal in misery, then you get to the outcome and you're happy for like what, a few days, a few hours, and then you're on to the next thing. That's not cool. That's not good. And this is why you need to learn to find joy in the journey. And then finding joy in the journey, how the heck do you do this? Well, I've done this by having a journey that includes and has God at the foundation of that journey. Because you're not going to be happy all the time in this fitness journey, whatever that looks like for you. But you can find peace in every circumstance. And I've talked about this in past episodes where we shouldn't strive for happiness, we should strive for peace. And how we find peace is by finding God and by realizing that no matter what happens, no matter what goes on in our life, God can use it for his greater good. He can use it for his plan. And so back to how you should enjoy the journey. When you're going along through your fitness journey and maybe you haven't reached your goals, maybe you have certain goals to like run a certain time or lift a certain amount of weight, whatever it may be, I encourage you to, instead of focusing so much on the outcome, to just find the joy in the journey. And so putting God at the foundation of my fitness journey helps with realizing that it's not all about the outcome. It's about going through daily life, knowing that I can have peace with where I am. All in all, I think it's great to have goals, but we really need to focus on enjoying the journey if we really want to create a life that we love. But truly, my fitness journey has transformed my life. It's taught me so many valuable lessons, and I hope that these few mindset shifts and tools can be applied in your journey. And if you did enjoy today's episode, be sure to follow the podcast. And then if you want to see more from me, follow me on Instagram at adriana.refrano. But yeah, I really hope that you can apply some of these lessons in your life. Maybe you relate to them. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, feel free to DM me. But other than that, I hope you enjoyed this, and I will talk to you soon.